Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball four. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires to first and picks off Kokos. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft takes first base on ball four. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend takes first base on ball four. Arft moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Arft moves to third. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. McDermott moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr is hit by the pitch. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDermott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Doerr scores. Tebbets moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. McDermott moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to third. Friend moves to second. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Arft scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Shan's now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-2 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Shands is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shands hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Upton moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Upton moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kokoes hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shands juggles the ball. That's an error on Shands. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Shanz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shanz hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upton strikes out. One out. Bill Summers pinch hits for Leo Thomas. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Wood pinch hits for Ned Garver. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Al Papai now pitching. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Summers moves to third. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Summers scores. Lenhart scores. Kokos goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Summers now playing third base. Al Widmer now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball towards center. Sievers catches it and throws to third to double up Goodman. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Arft strikes out. 1 out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Friend moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer, who is chasing the ball. Upton reaches third base with a triple. Friend scores. It's 10-7, Browns. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Summers reaches third base with a triple. Upton scores. It's 11-7, Browns. Jim Sacecki now pitching. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Summers scores. It's 12-7, Browns. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer strikes out. 2 outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.